Before we move on to the Haftarah, a word about the Torah reading this morning. One of the things that we discover in the course of the Torah is that God chooses all these leaders, but it seems very arbitrary. We're not told why God chooses David or Moses or Abraham or almost anyone else, but especially because this weekend we celebrate the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King, let me just say a word about Moses' selection, because we do have a little bit of biographical information about Moses before he is chosen by God. Three incidents in particular we know about. Moses grows up in the house of the Pharaoh. The first thing that Moses sees when he leaves the Pharaoh's house is an Egyptian slave master beating a slave. And Moses puts a stop to that by attacking the Egyptian slave master. Later, he sees two Israelite slaves quarreling, and he puts a stop to that by intervening between the two of them. Then he runs away to Midian because he's afraid that what he's done with the Egyptian slave master will be discovered. And while in Midian, he sees various Midian roughnecks intervening, making it impossible for a woman to water her camels, and he puts a stop to that as well. So what do we know about Moses? We know that Moses intervened in three separate incidents, one involving a Jew and a non-Jew, one involving two Jews, and one involving two non-Jews. In other words, for Moshe, injustice, no matter who was involved, was injustice. He cared not only about injustice inflicted on his own people or by his own people, but injustice in whatever manifestations. There are people who care only about when something bad is done to the Jews. Moses got you covered there. But then there are people who don't pay attention when Jews do bad things to one another. And I know this shocks you, but occasionally Jews do bad things to one another. But Moses cares about that too. And then there are those whose ambit of concern is only inside the Jewish community, so that if it involves those who are outside, non-Jews doing cruel things to other non-Jews, they think, why is it our business? After all, we're concerned with the Jewish community, but Moses' example contradicts that as well. So this is a very good Shabbat on which to remember Moses' lesson, which is that the obligation to oppose injustice has absolutely nothing to do with who the perpetrator is or who the victim is. It's a universal and constant obligation, and it is one of the many, many reasons why we refer to Moses in our tradition as Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses, our teacher. It's a good Shabbat on which to learn his lesson. Let's invite